Welcome to church today. If it's your first time here, we'd like to welcome you. If not, welcome back for another Sunday here at Hope Chapel. So why don't we get up on our feet for a time of worship and praise today? Lord, we love you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for another opportunity. We can come together with expectation in our heart for all that you're going to do in us and through us. And Father, we just thank you for another opportunity, God, to just be able to come and hear the word as well. God, that your word that you sent before us is able to heal, deliver, and set free. So we thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our being. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our being. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our being. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our being.
Everybody doing? Testing. You got me turned on. How's everybody doing today? Hey, was this a good week? I mean, the Astros are 2-0. Oh, you go Longhorns. We have a new judge, Kavanaugh. We're great. Tonight, the Texans are going to beat the Cowboys. But more importantly, hush, silence in the name of Jesus. Understand, the most important thing is we are together. And the most important thing is the living God is here. And we're asking him to open up the floodgates, that he will touch our lives. He will change our lives. It doesn't matter about football, baseball, all those things are good stuff. But the greatest of all is Christ has come. He is risen and He lives here. Amen. Let us worship our God and our King.
Higher and higher,
we forever change.
the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. All yours. It's the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. All yours. It's the kingdom yours. It's the power. It's the glory forever on earth. It's the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. It's the kingdom yours. It's the power. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. And yours is the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. Yours is the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. Yours is the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. Yours is the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever on earth. Yours is the kingdom yours. It's the power yours. It's the glory forever. Amen.
is the glory forever.
Let heaven come. Your will be done in us. Let heaven come. Your will be
Father, what a powerful God you are. You make the darkness tremble. You bring light in the darkness of our world. You scatter our enemies before us. Lord, may we gather wisdom and love and faithfulness and bind them to our fingers, our forearms, and write them upon the tablet of our heart. Father, allow our ears to be inclined to you as young sons and daughters this morning, to hear your word, to grasp your word, and to bury it into our hearts that we might not sin against you. That, Father, this morning as we begin to break your bread, Father, as we begin to prepare for our tithes and offerings, Lord, we just give you praise. Of an offering of worship from us. We thank you for being here. Father, I ask before we go any further that, Lord, the sick that are among us today that didn't make it because of that today, I ask you just to touch Tom today and all that he's going through, not only just the sickness of his body, but the stress factors that are rising high. God, you are the stress reliever. You are the peace, the Prince of Peace. And I ask you just to invade his life, his body, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be with First Christian Church this morning. We ask that church this morning, as that pastor takes that pulpit, as they're doing worship right now, that the very words and oracles of God are spoken into life, and we ask for salvation to come in that place today, that new people will come to know you as their Savior, and we ask you to bless that church. And everybody said, Amen and amen and amen. You can be seated. Before we take up our offering this morning, I do want to say this. I mentioned it Wednesday night. I know I've already been asked this morning how to do an offering envelope. I've already received from some people off of our PayPal account. Wait a minute before we take up the offering. I guess nobody listens to me. Before we take up the offering, hold on a minute, because I'm going to ask for more money. We had a tsunami hit. Everyone knows the tsunami hit in Indonesia, right? We lost 15 four-square churches in that area right now. We're missing pastors. We're missing people that go to that church. And it's not only our denomination, it's other denominations. The last time, remember the last big tsunami that hit, that killed? Right now we're at 1,600 people. Over 1,600 people have perished in this one. The last one was devastating. Not only our denomination, but other denominations went in with relief effort. How can we have 15 four-square churches? We don't even have that many in Oklahoma. We don't even have that many in Oklahoma and Louisiana. We don't have that many Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And yet on this little area, we have 15.